You start the podcast. I'll nip for a piss. Then I'll come back.
Well, play me an intro.
Okay, I can do that. You got 2 minutes.
Turn off the football.
Turn off the football. Turn is off still the football. On. I'm sorry, I've let everyone down.
Hmm. Wait, yeah, I am. What, am I going to talk over this, or is this just the intro? Hello. And welcome to... What are we calling it? Oh. Hello and welcome to this podcast. I think we're going to call The Weekly Geekly. I'm not sure. We talk about stuff. Like, games, what are geeks into? Films, comics. I don't think they're into much else. Yeah, maybe about that sort of stuff. With me. And I did stuff. I forgot what we were calling it. I said Weekly Geekly, but obviously...
We're calling the podcast Weekly Geekly. Okay, we'll call it that. Let's go.
Let's do another intro. Not this one. Something shorter.
This feels really weird being back. Let's just go in. Let's just... I don't think it has a name. Does it need a name?
Probably.
Tweet in if it needs a name. We don't have a Twitter at the moment either. Yeah. So let's talk about some stuff.
Go on then.
The past. Okay, right, let's talk about some things. First and foremost, Iron Man 3, have you seen it?
Well, no, because it's not out.
Okay.
Doesn't make any sense. Have you seen it? We don't get press passes.
We did get press passes.
Just in the bedroom.
Back in the old... This room hasn't even got a bed in it.
It's got a futon.
It's a futon and some desk. This nice desk, lovely desk, that we put together with two poor screwdrivers.
Yeah, but it looks alright though. Yeah, it it's got that, what's that Chinese fella called?
Dave.
No. Mandarin, isn't it? But he's played by Bill. Oh, is it Bill Mandarin. Something?
Yeah. What Mandarin, what are you talking about?
The Mandarin.
What?
The Iron Man bad guy.
Oh, right, okay. No, I've never seen any Iron Man.
It's not just a little Mandarin chap.
I've never seen any of the Iron
Man. Tony Stark's new mate.
Is that a bad thing to admit?
What, you haven't seen any what?
Iron Man films.
None of them. You watched the Avengers?
No.
Why are you talking about it? Why have you brought it up? Why'd you bring it up? Have you got nothing?
We've got nothing to talk about.
Nothing to put on it.
I've seen Batman. I've seen the Batman, all of the Batman films. I've read the Avengers. I've read Avengers Origins, maybe. The one where Iron Man looks ridiculous.
This isn't a thing to discuss what you've done, ever.
I think it should be. I think out of the two of us.
The list going on, the stuff that we've done. Speaking of things that people have done. Have you licked...
That's ridiculous. Have I licked what? Go on.
Well, let me finish.
All right, okay.
Have you nicked an...
I don't have to turn off your mic.
Have you licked an 9-volt battery?
No, but I have licked... Remember the chargers, the unofficial Nintendo charger you used to get for Game Boys?
Yeah.
I've licked one of them while it was on.
Yeah?
And well, that's just a little,
be more dangerous,
sensation.
Than a 9-volt battery.
I don't know. What is it? What's a 9-volt?
I think it's those square ones that you don't really see anymore. I think you only see them in...
boomboxes fire alarm. In the early 90s.
Fire
alarms?
You only see them in fire alarms.
Oh my god.
Smoke detectors is what they're called.
Smoke detectors in there. I've just noticed the dock from a Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is looming over me.
It's Sneezy, I think.
It's Sneezy?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, he's got no glasses on. Sorry. My Disney knowledge is as good as my Iron Man knowledge, apparently.
Well, yeah, at work, I got ostracized is that thing. Because I licked a 9-volt battery and all the other... lads using
what in work you licked
no I hadn't battery. Licked one in, no ever I never I
oh,
never
right.
licked
so
an eyeball
all...
they had all licked one and they were like, why haven't you licked one? And I was like, what? Why is that? I've never shoved my fingers in a plug socket either. I've got
someone
no
did that school. Did you ever like do you in the science rooms at school?
Yeah,
you'd have like
science.
Yeah, of course you did. You went to a all boys private school. I was going to say the name of the school and then that's probably not a good idea.
Well, don't.
Right, that's all you need to know. That's just fine. But apart from that, so the science rooms that have, like, gas taps.
Yeah. I got my finger trapped in a gas tap once in an exam.
An exam?
Yeah, because it was the mock exam, so they did them in just classrooms, didn't they? You didn't go inside the proper halls or anything. And I, for some reason, I was just playing with a gas tap and got my finger trapped in there and got one of those like blood blister.
Releasing gas into the environment for no reason.
I don't know. It was a mock exam, but mix it up. See what happens. See if they were prepared for any eventuality. Like, it was a test for both myself and the school. What if some lunatic did just leave the gas going?
I remember somebody did that once at my school and we had to be evacuated. There's a lot of evacuations happening in my life. There was an evacuation for that. There was an evacuation in college. No, it wasn't a full evacuation in college because somebody was walking about with like a fake gun filming something. We went to a media college, so it made sense.
And you should probably clear it with the proper officials before you do anything like that.
Yeah, so then somebody across the road reported a gun and that was the end of it. What else have we been evacuated from? No, that's it.
In the same exam, I won't say his name. It was, well, this shows that it was a private school. It was the Latin exam.
What are you doing? Do you remember any Latin?
No, not really. Dulce est decorum est.
That's not even Latin, that's from Assassin's Creed.
No, well, yeah, it is Latin.
Isn't that the prayer that he says to him when he kills it?
What's the prayer? Like seize the day as well, isn't there? But I remember, do you remember Aquila, which was that TV program where they flew around? It's something that looked like it basically looked like a shit that they flew around in, and it was like a little spaceship. But they didn't know how to use it because it was all like Latin. All
right, okay.
But anyway, in that exam, this kid, all he did was come into the exam, wrote his name and his form, because you were in forms, weren't you, at school?
Yeah.
He wrote that and then just like kind of sat there for the 2 hours of the exam, and they gave him free.
Yeah, you could get free marks.
It's like, no, his first name, his last name, and his form. That's not enough. Yeah. Just give him zero. It's more of a diss.
Did he get a U or did he get an F?
I don't know. I didn't know him well enough. He was a bit weird. To be fair, he didn't have the best start in life because he was given, when you join a school, he joined in like halfway through the year or something like that, and he was given to me to show around to everyone. And you know me, I'm not a social butterfly. I just kind of left him.
Tell me about Bioshock Infinite. You've been playing Bioshock, I think.
Yeah, I haven't played it for a bit.
Any good?
Yeah, it's okay. It's better than Bioshock. I don't know.
Is it better than Bioshock 2?
It's better than Bioshock 2, but anything's better than Bioshock 2. That was awful.
Yeah. It was awful.
It was pointless. Why put it? It was just the same, Bioshock 2. I just thought, well, let's just try and make it a bit different. Let's just throw some more monsters in and stuff like that. It lost kind of its edge.
Did it ever have an edge?
The first one was really good. And the thing with Bioshock is, the same problem is with Bioshock 3, but I haven't come to the twist yet. There's definitely a twist coming. So everything that happens, you're kind of just looking around for like secret clues and stuff like that, which is good because you're always going around. So it's kind of like a morality thing as well. I don't think there ever was a stealing in the first Bioshock. Because there was like a thing and it was like, it went all in red, you know, like in Oblivion. And it was like, oh, you might not want to steal this. I wanted it, so.
What was it?
It was a pair of pants.
I had a bad thing for that. From Morrowind. Remember Morrowind? The one before Oblivion.
Yeah.
You might have bought it, actually, in my company.
I don't think I bought it.
Anyway, I went around some guy's house. He was like, oh, come play Morrowind after school. It's amazing. So I was like, okay, this will be a laugh. Went around to see Morrowind. Didn't really like it. Didn't get into it. Until, this is probably like something, says something about me more than it says about anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I broke into a woman's house, stole a dress, and then went for a swim in a river. And that was the most exciting thing I'd ever done on a video game.
Did you see her naked?
No.
Oh, just,
no, I didn't,
dress
I didn't
was on
kill
the side.
It. It was just on the side, so I just took it and went. Right. Went for a swim down the river. Most exciting moment in video game history to me. And probably still is.
So yeah, I stole what I thought was weird. I stole like these pair of pants because you get like gear, they call it, but it's basically just clothes.
Yep.
They make you do like when you jump off the, you know, if you see the trailer where you're going around on those rail things.
Okay,
which is quite fun, but sometimes it goes a bit too, when in like the combat situations where you're on the rails, I don't think it really works because you're going too fast and you try to keep track of where you're going.
Okay.
But then you're trying to shoot as well at the same time. But that's by the by. Anyway, so I took the pants, and then the guy got up out of his chair and was like getting pissed off. He was coming to attack me. Shot him in the head, dead. Right.
Okay.
So then I stole from his safe and everything like that. As I'm strolling out, because there's robots and stuff. They're coming to get you. People are coming at you. Just go crazy. And it's like, I just killed a guy in an office. He definitely didn't raise the alarm. What's he doing? How do all these know that I stole these pants? It seemed a bit much.
But you did also rob all of his belongings as well.
Yeah, but they didn't know that. It was in like a backwater warehouse come out, there's that Abraham Lincoln thing that shoots you. It all goes crazy. And there's these things on balloons that come up out of nowhere. They were shooting me. Who gave the go-ahead for them to come and get me?
Don't know.
It happens in video games all too often. You do something, then everyone gets annoyed and comes and attacks you.
The Grand Theft Auto 6 star rating being the obvious.
Yeah, exactly. That. They don't know who I am.
You'll rob somebody's car, and because you keep evading people, you'll just end up with a 6-star rating for carjacking. That's all it is. Just a lovely
bit
of carjacking. That's
it. Just a little bit of carjacking. You never get 6 stars for carjacking.
You can do. If a policeman sees you do it, if you keep doing it over and over again, you'll get to, I think it's 4 stars.
Well, yeah, if you and keep then, stealing cars.
Yeah, in the policeman's view. If you try and
you
steal
just said one carjack.
Yeah, it's probably escalates, doesn't it? I mean, I assume it does. When you carjack somebody, you want more cars.
It doesn't really in real life, though.
Have you seen that thing that keeps going around on Facebook, which... But basically, they've got like a... There's this thing where they'll put a spot on your back window. Like a little sticker.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this is real.
Who's putting the spot?
This is just people. Just random people. Like, what do you mean? Felons.
Okay, so... Okay.
Awful.
Well, they'll distinguish them between the everyday person like you or me.
Ruffians. Okay. Ruffians will put their stickers onto the back of windscreen.
What, just like little dots
on
like
the
you're
back
at
of
school?
The back window? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then you'll be driving along and go, oh, I wonder what that is. You'll get out of the car to take it off.
I would never do that.
And then they've been following you and they carjack you. They take the car from you. Because obviously the natural
Why
thing
would
to
you do.
I don't know. It's just apparently a scam that
goes
on.
I just did windscreen wipers.
No, but it won't come off. It's stuck on.
Well, I'll just leave it till I got home. I don't
think
it bothered me
that
much.
That was what the thing was, the advice from.
But won't they follow you home and then just rob your house?
Maybe.
Go to so what do you mean to do? Just drive to a police station?
I don't know. Just drive.
I don't think it's real. A lot of these things
aren't
real.
I know, they're never real.
Like that thing where there's a guy following this person in a car and he's flashing and the person gets scared and speeds off and the person's chasing after him, flashing the lights, beeping the horn.
Mm.
And then finally they evade them and then they stop, they get home and then there was someone in the backseat and they murdered them.
That, what? Was that a real story?
Then they were flashing and beeping to...
Let them know. But how do they know that? How would the person in the car behind them know that? That he was a person? Unless they'd
they
seen him get in there.
See him.
Yeah, but...
See him on the back seat.
But why couldn't the person drive him?
I don't know.
This doesn't make any sense.
Like, and a similar thing happened to me. I didn't get murdered by someone on the back seat.
Oh.
But I remember once I was driving through... what's it called? Some sleepy village somewhere. And there was a white van. And it followed me from there. It was like up near Mac.
Was it
all the way to Winslow? And I noticed he was following me, so then I tried to evade him and went into like this park, and they followed me into the park. I was driving, and it was like on a car park thing. So I just went around the car park and drove off again, and they stayed in there, but it was quite scary.
Maybe they were going there anyway, their destination was the car park.
I very much doubt it. In a white van.
Dogging is where we can leave it. Dogging is acceptable, apparently.
I've told you the dogging story, haven't I?
No. What dogging story?
Well, up in Huddersfield.
For those of you who don't know, dogging is a... disgusting.
What was that thing on Channel 4? I haven't seen it yet.
And one of my mates, somebody that I think it was my mate's auntie or something recorded it, literally thinking it was dogs, started watching it and was shocked.
Apparently it was quite funny, but
it was. They were all wearing masks, like,
oh, were they?
Weird masks, like animal masks.
What, to go dogging?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it's kind of like, do you know, in Creature Comforts when you've got like two people having a conversation? It was like that. It was like sexy Creature Comforts or sexy
Alice. What I've heard, I don't think it was very...
It wasn't sexy. All the girls were like really... Well, I say girls. Women. These were women. These were women that would put hair on your chest.
They had hair on their chest.
Go on, tell us the story. About
well, it's a boring story, really. We went up... I think it was like a Sunday night or something like that. And we'd just been pottering around. And we're driving back from somewhere. Where our halls were, they were up in like the hills. Like well away from everything. Like that's where the first year halls were. So we're driving there, and there's this thing called Tower Hill, which like it was a tower on a hill, and you could see it. And it was all changing colours, like going purple and yellow and red, which it doesn't usually do.
Rave.
Well, let's go and have a look, see what it is. So we drove up there.
That's normal behaviour for a uni lad to just drive up a hill to see what's going on at this. It could be murders.
Well, no, we're up there on the hill.
All right,
we're up near the hill. It's just like just turn off and it's there. It's like 2 minutes out of the way, and it was like going all different colours. We'd never seen it before, so we thought, right, let's have a look. Went up there and. All there was like a load of cars there. So I just pulled up next to one and we just sat there just thinking, well, what's actually going on here? Look to the side, they turn on their inside light, two people at it.
Oh my lord.
Got an eyeful, they switched it back off and was like...
Maybe they were just testing the water to see if
and there was like loads of cars, then a car over the way, then flashed its lights at us. I was like, right, getting out of here, lads. So we just drove out, and literally as we're driving out, the police are going in.
So you got away with that?
Yeah, we just drove away.
Probably don't mention that on the podcast.
Well, we weren't dogging.
You might have, but you were dogging. You were watching people.
I wasn't watching. I was just sat there and just looked over. They turned the light on, because if you see the light come on, you look over. It's like, oh, they're getting out. What's going on? Oh,
God.
And it's, you've got an eyeful. This is terrifying. Saw it all.
This is an awful story.
It's the true story. It's the truth. Truth is finally out.
Talk about a film. What film have you seen recently?
Oblivion.
Is it good?
Rate
it. In fact, tell me about it. Right, I've not seen
Oblivion.
It.
It's Tom Cruise on Earth.
Oh.
But he'd been attacked by something. So now it's like in the future. And to win this war, they set off a load of nukes. So the Earth's like
devastated.
That doesn't
sound like a win. That sounds like
it was like a... Well, yeah, that's what he said. He said, we won the war, but we lost the Earth.
Yeah.
So he's there, and they're like mining the water.
Mining water?
They're mining water for hydro things to get to go to some moon, right? But that's by the by, right? And there's
what
these,
moon?
One of Jupiter's moons.
This doesn't make any sense. It's too cold, surely.
No, they could live there. They've worked it out.
Okay. They've done the research and they're sure that they can live there.
It's him. It's Tom Cruise and some woman, and they're monitoring things. He goes out and fixes these drones that protect stuff, that protect the mining things.
Okay, right, okay.
So he's doing that, and basically he gets captured by some people that he thinks are the bad guys.
They're
not
ruffians.
They're not the bad guys. They're actually the good guys. He's actually a clone. And then what he thought was the good guys were actually the bad guys.
Sounds
it all kind of flips, but you can kind of see it. It's a good story, yeah. But apparently it's based on a graphic novel, and I'd read the graphic novel because the story was quite good. It was just dragged out. It was like over 2 hours, and it was Thursday night. I was tired. I was like,
Sounds like a standard Mission Impossible film.
No, it was good.
Just dragged out.
No, Mission Impossible is a good film.
No.
Yeah, they are.
The original 60s one. Is it a TV series originally?
I don't know.
That was awful as well.
But anyway, it's a good film. I'll give it like 5 or 6 out of 10.
Wait,
it's like well acted and everything. It's a good story. It's just I could see the twist coming.
He's well acted and Tom Cruise in the same.
Well, yeah,
process.
I like Tom Cruise. He's got Morgan Freeman in cool glasses as well, and it's also got the guy who plays the Kingslayer in Game of Thrones.
Means nothing to me. Lenny Kravitz.
No, I don't think he's in Game of Thrones.
What's he in? Hunger Games.
Yeah, he is. He's good in Hunger Games. But he's going to die in the next one, so don't get too attached. No, the third one, so don't get too attached.
Why is it? I'm already attached to him. I'm invested in his music more than I am in his Hunger Games.
We'll definitely don't get attached to Katniss's sister either.
Stop spoiling things to people.
Well, that's why you should read the book first.
No, that's not even true. Nobody reads the book. Who reads the book?
I've read the book first. I was on Game of Thrones before everyone else.
I don't believe you.
I'd read it before Charlotte had even read it.
Who's Charlotte?
Doesn't matter.
So
Oblivion was all right, but because I have you seen the film Moon?
No.
You should watch it. Moon's a good film.
It's becoming more and more of, like, people are asking me all the time, have you seen this film? And they look at me with, like, I Am Legend was one earlier. I told you I hadn't seen I Am Legend. You looked at
Don't
me
bother.
Like I had two heads. It's like a film that
no, you would
seen.
See no. You had said something like you'd never seen Clueless or something like that.
No, it wasn't. It was a Will Smith film that I can't remember. Independent, no?
Men in Black 3. No, we just said that Men in Black 3 was good.
I don't know. Men in Black 3?
What?
I don't know. I'm lost. I'm
confused. Do it on DVD.
We need to write things down before we do a podcast in the future.
But you should just go to see more films then.
I could do.
Simple answer to a simple question.
The other day, what comic did you buy?
Planet Hulk.
Was it good?
I haven't finished it. I've only read the first bit of it. I started it. Yeah, I had a little read in the bath, but I've been doing stuff.
I had to stop reading. I'm going to talk about Avengers again.
Go on.
I had to stop reading it. It's rubbish.
Which Avengers?
Avengers Origins, where the Hulk has been captured by some weirdos. I don't even know. No, by a bearded lady. A bearded lady is holding the Hulk captive.
No one can hold the Hulk captive.
Yeah, because he's depressed or something. He don't want to escape. I can't remember why he's there. He's just there. And then this bearded lady.
I was thinking
there.
About the Hulk the other day. And I was thinking, if I was the Hulk, I'd just always be going green. I'd always be kicking off.
I don't think you'd
like, what level of anger does he have to reach before he goes green?
Is he always wearing the purple pants?
I don't think he's always purple. But in the film, he buys purple pants, doesn't he? Because they're stretchy.
Okay.
And they just happen to be purple.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, so, skinny jeans?
Skinny jeans are a big no-no.
Which, wasn't the two Hulk films that came out fairly close together?
Well, no, there was a couple of years before.
Yeah.
But one was endorsed.
Yeah.
The first one wasn't endorsed. Ang Lee was just like, I'm going to do this.
Right, okay. So which one's the one with Ed Norton?
That's the official one.
Right, that's the good one. I didn't like that one.
That's all right, yeah. The one with Ed Norton's all right. Yeah. And then Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk in the Avengers.
Because I got all the way through it, all the way through this unendosed one, thinking that's it was
rubbish.
The other one.
It's the cartoon where it goes all cartoony and then goes okay,
and the chaos.
It's a good idea.
It blew my mind completely because I was looking, I was thinking, when am I going to see Ed Norton? I didn't see him all the way through.
The problem with the Hulk, I don't think he can really hold a film by himself.
No.
Because he's not interested. Who's he fighting? Like, all you can do is put him up against another super monster.
Or against just loads and loads of
army. At best, he's just a bit character.
He is. But
that's why he's so good in the Hulk. Not in the Hulk. Obviously, he's good in the Hulk. In the Avengers.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's just a bit character.
I feel like that.
But I don't think I'd turn green if it, because he falls through the floor. At one point, he basically just falls over and then goes green.
Like a child living a tantrum.
Yeah, that's all it was. I think you'd be able to control yourself at that point.
Have you seen, right, going off topic completely, Reasons My Son Is Crying? It's a Tumblr blog.
No.
I don't know what the URL is. It'll probably go up on, I'm guessing this will be a video of some sort. So it'll go on that.
Well, there's no cameras here, so that's going to be...
You're right, there isn't. But you know what I mean. So it'll go, it's basically a Tumblr blog, and there's loads of pictures of this kid crying.
I'm going to stop you right here.
Okay.
What's Tumblr?
Tumblr is like a blogging deal. I don't know. Tumblr's what teenage girls...
But it's pictures.
Yeah, it is. But it's like...
That's what it is on Twitter.
You can write blogs on it. You can write... you can do picture blogs. You can put videos up. It's kind of like... I don't know. Why am I explaining Tumblr? It's just for teenage girls. Remember what MySpace used to be like?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Just people all emoing out and stuff. Anyway.
So is it a place I should get involved with?
There are some good blogs on there. Remember Text From My Dog?
Yes.
That started on there. Okay. It started on Twitter. It was October Jones on Twitter, and then he went and did that.
He went and did Tumblr?
Yeah.
So is that like the progression?
Yeah, I guess so. Then you have a book. So I'm guessing Reasons My Son Is Crying will soon have a book.
Okay.
Out in time for Christmas. I hope so.
Get it bought.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically it's just pictures of this kid crying, and then it's always something stupid. Like one of them's like, we stopped him eating dirt. His Wellingtons didn't fit. He's just loads of stupid things.
So does he invite answers?
I think it's a man. It might be a woman who just takes pictures of the son.
Well, but they're probably both involved in the creation of the child. So, unless they stole it.
I don't think they stole it.
Okay.
So it's just, and then then everything that makes him cry, they take a picture of him and then post it on Tumblr and say what the reason was. Just stupid things.
It seems like this might be child abuse.
It might be child abuse, but it was on this morning, so they were okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Wait, who? What presenters?
Philip Schofield, actually. So Philip Schofield talked about it and had the time of his life, laughing his head
off. Who's the woman?
Holly Willoughby.
I didn't know she still did it.
Yeah, she does. She loves it.
I thought with her connection with the voice and everything, I thought
So the thing about Holly Willoughby is she's starting to look a bit...
She's ropey. She's looking ragged. I think.
As she gets older, she's looking better.
I don't think she is. I think it's the exact opposite.
Really?
I don't think any women age well.
No women age well. I don't think so. 2013.
I don't think I've come across... I've seen women who are old and like, yeah, they're all right. But I don't think I've ever watched a woman age in front of my eyes. And
I don't think anyone has. Can that happen?
Case in point, Vorderman.
Yeah, she's rough.
Exactly. She was all right on Countdown. She wasn't, but it's just better than she is now.
Vanessa Feltz.
Feltz has always been ropey.
I don't think she's even ropey. I think she's just
Joe Brand. She's looked exactly the same for years.
That's really weird.
Some women are like that, though. They're just like frozen in time. I know some people, just people, I guess, in general, are just like, look exactly the same. You'll see them when they're 20, and then you'll see them. It's usually bald people. Maybe I'll be like that. Like, you'll look at a picture of me when I'm 20, and then one when I'm 50, and it's like, no difference.
So, TV and stuff. You've been watching Revolution, I guess?
Yeah, I like Revolution.
I've got it on series, still not watching it.
It reminds me a lot of... it sounds stupid to say it reminds me a lot of Lost, because it's by the same like creator and everything, but the way it uses flashbacks is much in the same tune as Lost.
Yeah.
But not to uncover the same sort of things. Lost was all about like personal strife. Revolution is basically... It's always the tool to see how they've ended up where they are, because you're there.
Does it have
in the future?
Big Fat Hurley?
Yeah, there is a big fat guy. He is one of the inventors of Google.
No, he isn't.
Well, not in real life, but he plays one of the inventors of Google. Right, okay. And then when all the lecky goes off...
Electricity for Americans.
He then is he's then just a nobody. He's just an average schmo.
Normal, but Joe Bloggs for English people.
Exactly, yeah. But it's an interesting. It's all right. I think it's got legs. Okay. I don't think it'll be as big as Lost became, because I don't really see it.
Lost went out of control. Maybe the first season.
I guess you could bring the lights on at the end and then see what goes from there. Because basically you've just pressed the reset button, haven't you? Yeah. And then you've got to build it all up again.
Then the Dallas moment where somebody gets out of the shower.
Well, there won't be any of that. I thought it's just at the end, it's just the lead character walks out of the shower.
It's like, just Bobby Ewing getting out of
the
shower.
That was a crazy dream about all the lights going on.
They could probably just use the same thing. They could probably just have Bobby Ewing stepping out of the shower from just the actual cut from Dallas, the original.
Yeah.
Just change his voice a bit. Won't have to pay him because they already own it. I think it's the same. Is it NBC?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm making this up, but they probably can get the rights to it pretty easy. Won't have to record him again. Because Bobby Ewing's still alive. It's J.R. Ewing who's dead. I don't know what's going on.
No one shot him, though.
No, no one did shoot him. Somebody shot him. Who shot him?
Heart disease.
Oh, God. Let's just play something geeky to kind of cover it all up.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, what that? God. What are you doing?
It's Jewish. What's happening? Oh, no, it's okay. It's the Cantina song. Well, okay. This is really weird. Thanks for listening. And we'll be, I guess, back in a week.
Guests.
There's
going to be no guests.
No guests.
No one wants to come on this. Who's this? I'll put it down.